The president's remarks upon the arrival of King Hassan II of Morocco from Union Station in Washington, D.C., March the 27th, 1963.
Your Majesty, it is a high honor to welcome you once again to the United States. And I am confident that your visit here on this occasion will be as fruitful and as beneficial to both of our countries as the visit of your illustrious father with my predecessor, President Eisenhower, several years ago. Though a wide ocean separates our two countries, they have been bound together throughout our history. Your country was the first to recognize the United States in the most difficult days of our revolution. Our president, first president, President Washington, sent our Constitution to your country in 1789. And from that day to the present, the ties have been intimate in war and in peace. We are very proud to welcome you here, Your Majesty. Your distinguished record as the leader of your country, which occupies a position of strategic importance in the world, which occupies a position of increasing significance along the Mediterranean and along the Atlantic. For all these reasons, we are particularly glad to welcome you here at the present time. You will find, Your Majesty, that you come to a country which knows Morocco. A good many of our sons have fought there, lived there in war and in peace, and we are proud to welcome you here on this occasion, and we know that your visit will be beneficial to both of our countries and to both of our people.
The President's toast in honor of King of Morocco, his